You're listening to All Politics is Local in Massachusetts on New England's News and Talk Radio, 830 WCRN. Once again, here's your hosts, John Featherston and Terry Hendricks.
Good morning, New England. You are tuned to All Politics is Local here on WCRN 830. We're speaking with the director of the Imagine Project, Julie Colino, and you can go to the Imagine Project. Just Google Imagine Project. It'll take you right to the website. Julie, I think it's important that people not only know what you do out there and which you're doing a lot of good for homeless vets out there, and we commend you for that, but more importantly, what do you need? What can people do to help?
Well, we have a list of needs on our website, John. The most important thing that we can do for our veterans is to try to support them moving out of homelessness. I think that's our biggest need right now. We continue to grow year over year over 100% with requests, and this year we're already at 130% more veterans that have requested support to date than we supported at all of last year. And so our focus is really to try to supply beds, and we supply a new bed. So a lot of it is funding, or it could be during the holidays when we provide new outfits and new shoes. It could be adopting a veteran during the holidays, or it could be sponsoring a family for the holidays as well. We also have our first recreation event coming up October 1st at Huffington State Park, where we're going to bring all of the veterans together that we supported over the years. And we're asking for people to sponsor a veteran to be able to go to that event. There's a lot of information on our website, like you mentioned, or people can just reach out to me at julie@theimagineprojectinc.org.
Julie, I guess a question is, why do you think so many veterans are in trouble, you know, either homeless, or what do you think some of the causes are?
I think a lot of it is they're not getting the support they need when they come home. From what we've seen, I mean, we have veterans that are literally coming back from service, and 3 days later they're going into a shelter. And you can, you know, just by having a five-minute conversation, the struggles that they're having. I think it would make a huge difference if we were able to adapt them back from their service before we just put them right back into, you know, trying to live a normal life after what they've been through. I think that's one of the biggest challenges for sure.
Well, I know that, you know, coming back to the world is challenging because you're in one environment and then all of a sudden you're home again. And it's challenging for anyone with a difference. Of course, you're always, you know, very, very glad to be home. But, you know, things that you were able to do in the military and in civilian world is sometimes a challenge. You know, is it a skills issue? Because I know a lot of people go into the military young, and if they train you how to basically shoot people, that's kind of a hard skill to transition to in civilian life. But, you know, a lot of veterans, you know, they learn how to, you know, fix equipment and, you know, electronic and vehicles and lots of different things. Many come out with skills that transfer very easily into civilian life, but... you know, are there really issues? Is it the trauma of war, or is it, you know, the change, or you know, maybe there were issues there before and they were looking for military to help stabilize their life? I know when I was, you know, growing up, you know, a long time ago, a lot of people's lives were turned around by going into the military. So it was either a judge would say, you know, 2 years in the United States Army or Marine Corps, or 2 years in, you know, state prison. So, I guess I'm wondering what's the real cause, and how do we fix the root cause of a veteran being unable to adapt or find a job, whatever it might be.
Well, I think as you mentioned, I think for a lot of the veterans, it's a culmination of a lot of different components. Some of them The veterans that we've experienced when they come home, they may not have transferable skills, or they do, and they're just unable to find the right work for them. I think coming out of the military, you know, everything is done for them. They're instructed when to get up. They're instructed when to eat, what to eat. what to wear, how to dress, all of that, and that structure is completely gone for so many of them when they come back. And I think all of that, if they had struggles before they went into their service, those struggles still exist when they get back. So I think that there's a lot of different factors, and each veteran is really unique that we work with. There's just so many things going on. I think the other side of this is that a lot of the veterans that we work with, the majority of them being male, they come back and they end up getting a divorce because they're struggling with adapting back from their service, and their family just can't deal with the challenges that they're going through. And a lot of the times that we see these veterans that are homeless, it's because their family has broken up, and they have nowhere else to go. So I think that there's a lot of areas that we need to look at. I think, you know, like I mentioned before, trying to give them some support when they first get back. I'm not too familiar with the programs that are available to them. I wish I knew more to try to get the right information to them. But I think it's a lot of helping them with their transition. I know that there's a lot of great programs with trying to get work for them. But I think that there is a lot of need with regard to the support that's available is very, very difficult to navigate.
And, you know, Julie touched upon that, and I mentioned in our Rotary meeting that, you know, was she reaching out to the veterans agents in each town? And unfortunately, you know, over the years, one of the positions that has been chopped because of spending issues is a lot of veterans agents are now regionalized, maybe one day a week. And if you can't get to, you know, hypothetically a veterans agent in Marlboro on a Tuesday, well, you got to wait 2 weeks until he's back around again. And meanwhile, what is that person supposed to do if they're homeless, they're sick, they're needy? I think it speaks to the core values of our nation right now that, you know, we are not giving the veterans everything that they need. And that's why you have to applaud a group like the Imagine Project that they're making a difference in the world.
Well, I know that the state has a veterans agent or veterans advocate at the Department of Employment Security, in other words, known as the Unemployment Office. And I know they have full-time staff there to assist veterans. And I don't know that a lot of veterans know that there are people at these state employment offices that can help them.
No, it is very frustrating. Hey, but Julie, we want to thank you for everything that you're doing. You're making a difference in the world, and we want especially, you know, that you're being, you know, doing this for veterans. Once again, how can people get in touch with you?
They can reach me at julie@theimagineprojectinc.org, or they can check out our website at theimagineprojectinc.org. So either one.
And
thank you both.
I'm going to commit my Charles River Rotary Group. We'll see you on October 1st at Hopkinton State Park and help you in any way that we possibly can. And hopefully we can have you back on again before October so you can promote the project too, because we think it's important.
Well, John, not to take your time, but you know, you and I live around the corner from the Hopkinton State Park.
So yes, we do.
We could literally walk over there, except we're old fat white guys. It's hard to walk that far. But seriously, I think we both can commit to help.
I appreciate that. I look forward to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks for taking a couple minutes, and keep doing what you're doing. You're making a difference in the world.
For having me.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of the Sunday. Terry, let's talk about that, because we've got a couple minutes to the bottom of the hour in CBS News. We have one presumptive presidential candidate. Never heard that word presumptive used as much as we've heard it used lately. That talks every time he's in public. He talks about his veterans, and sometimes they kind of cringe, and he's like, where are my veterans? Where are my veterans? He never, like, personalizes it. But he is talking about veterans. I don't hear Hillary Clinton talking too much about veterans.
Well, that's
concerns me.
That's because her husband was a draft dodger.
Okay. All right. That puts it flat out there bluntly. But, you know, what more important people should we be taking care of if somebody's in need than veterans? I mean, we should help all people. I'm all for helping people, you know, giving people a hand up, not a hand out. But how have we gotten to the point in this world where veterans are ignored and homeless, but people get outraged because Donald Trump wants to build a wall to keep illegal immigration out?
Well, I think it's not just a wall that he wants to build. I think he really wants to rationalize what we're doing with immigration. I don't think anybody has a problem with that somebody that wants to come to the United States and go through the process and become an employed taxpaying citizen, a contributor to society. But when you have tens of thousands of people who come here basically on the dole, to use an old term, and expecting America to give them three hots on a cot and more, medical care, et cetera, I don't know. It seems like there's never enough money to go around, but we need to prioritize to our own. And that's part of what Donald Trump's talking about.
I mean, hey, if you come to this country and you want to bring your family here, I mean, we should help you, but we should take, it's like, let's not create new laws. Let's enforce the laws that we already have on the books. Let's take care of people that are already taking care of us before we take care of somebody else. And I don't know, that's the core value. So learn more about the Imagine Project. It's imagineproject.com. Julie is a great person. She'll get back to you. And like I said, they're making a difference in the world. It's the bottom of the hour. When we come back from the hour, we're going to set up our interview that we had with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell here on WCRN over the weekend. Fascinating interview with him. He's got a new book out called The Long Game. It's the bottom of the hour. Let's get on top of things with CBS News. You're tuned to All Politics is Local on WCRN.